Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last Days of New Paris by China Mieville. Read for you by Ralph Lister. 1 overhears many reactions to surrealist art, but the most pathetic of all is from those who ask, "What am I supposed to see and feel from this?" In other words, what does Papa say I may think and feel about this? Grace Palethorpe on the importance of fantasy life. Chapter 1. 1950. A street in lamplight. Beyond a wall of ripped-up city, the Nazis were shooting. Past the barricade in a line of tailor's mannequins assembled in a crude and motionless can-can, Thibault could see the khaki of scattering Wehrmacht men, grey dress uniforms, SS black, the blue of the Kriegsmarine, all lit up by the flares of weapons. Something sped along the Rue de Paradis, weaving in a howl of rubber between bodies and ruins, coming straight at the Germans. 2 women on a tandem? They came very fast on big wheels. The soldiers shot, reloaded, and ran because the rushing vehicle did not turn or fall under their onslaught. There was a whir of chains. Only one woman rode, Thibault made out. The other was a torso, jutted from the bicycle itself, its moving prow, a figurehead where handlebars should be. She was extruded from the metal. She pushed her arms backward, and they curled at the ends like coral. She stretched her neck.